FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide, and today I'm delighted to be welcoming Dan Nicol to the show. Dan's got a podcast called Dan Really Loves Wine. Well, Dan, I'm Jenny, who really loves food.
I'm in good company.
You absolutely are. I feel like I've met my match here. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask, how did you fall in love with wine?
It was a multi-tiered journey. I was born just outside of Belfast in Northern Ireland, but I grew up in Zimbabwe. And fine wine was something of a rarity in rural Zimbabwe. And my parents, although they enjoyed wine, kind of special occasion was a bottle of Douglas Green or that old Johannesburger bottle in the shape of the mountain.
I remember well.
So stuff that was unlikely to be found in the fine restaurants of Paris. But it meant there was something of a wine culture I grew up in. And then I came down to Cape Town. My mother is originally from Cape Town. I went to UCT and I discovered that you could either go to English lectures or you could go to wine estates where they would give you free wine under the guise of tasting. And it didn't take too long to realize which one I preferred. Went through university and then I ended up working at iAfrica.com as their sports editor, having worked on Cape Talk as well. And I had the opportunity via our lifestyle editor to go to some food and wine events. Now, I had zero authority to be writing in or reporting on either of them, but as a young journalist with not much money and the prospect of a great meal or a great bottle of wine on someone else's account, this sounded very appealing. So I went off and I knew literally nothing. In fact, I recall with some embarrassment going to a vertical tasting for my very first wine event and thinking that that meant I would stand on top of a tall building overlooking the vineyards. This surely was what a vertical tasting was. And only discovered later it was the ascending vintages. But I got to sit and meet winemakers and restaurateurs and people who had not just great knowledge, but also great passion for what they did. And that rubbed off very quickly. And in 2016, I was accosted by Michael Jordan, the barefoot entrepreneur of banking fame. And he showed me an American wine production, very simply done on somebody's phone, and demanded that I start one in South Africa. And I smiled and ignored him, but he phoned me 3 days running, "Have you started your wine show?" And about a year prior to that, I'd launched the Dan Nicol Show on Supersport as the celebrity talk show that I posted for a long time. And thought, well, we'll give it a go and try and use one platform to promote the other. And that was 9 years ago. And 9 years on, I've since done quite a bit of wine study. I've traveled the world eating and drinking and trying to claim that it's work. My wife doesn't believe
me. Nothing wrong with that.
And just discovering that it's such a wonderful journey in food and wine. And you'll know this far better than me, that every meal, every bottle of wine, they're all different. They all tell a new story and they give so much joy and pleasure.
But it's also the back end of it. I always think the best part of the meal for me, if I'm doing a restaurant review, is actually getting to know the chef afterwards and asking, where did they find the inspiration? How did they pull it all together? And those back-end stories are what people want to know.
And we have so many extraordinary chefs in South Africa. I think the food in South Africa is as good as any in the world. And then you meet the people. And as you say, they're fascinating people who've done so much. And being a chef is not an easy job. It looks quite cool and fun, but you work crazy hours. You've got enormous amounts of stress. And it's a tough one. But we definitely get the benefits when we go and dine out at these amazing places.
No, we definitely do. And tell me, Dan, do you find time to cook at home?
I do indeed. I travel ridiculously, as well as filming for the show and recording podcasts for the show. We've now added the podcast as of about a month or two ago as another dimension. And the Dan Nicol Show runs as a podcast. So all of that recording keeps me fairly busy. And I do a lot of work speaking at events around the world. But when I am home, I love cooking. My mother-in-law is Greek, and she's an absolutely fabulous cook. She's also homicidal in that she is absolutely convinced that I'm fringe anorexic. And the Greek yayas, the Greek grandmothers, have this cultural approach whereby if four people are coming to dinner, they will cater in the belief. Well, they think everybody might bring 19 guests they haven't told you about. So we have these huge, sprawling Mediterranean feasts, and I take a lot of inspiration from her. her, but I love chefs like Sabrina Gayour, who bring together that fusion of the Middle East in a very accessible way.
And all that flavour.
Oh, it's brilliant. The freshness and the simplicity, I think. If I have one bugbear about some often younger chefs, is the use of 35 ingredients when 5 would have sufficed. And a lot of that Middle Eastern cooking, Mediterranean cooking, Greek cooking is very similar. It's the freshness and the simplicity that come together.
And the quality of ingredients.
And they clearly work, because my parents-in-law are in their 60s and 70s respectively, and when they go back to their village in Greece, I think they're the youngest people in the village. There is a longevity that I've got no doubt stems in definite part from the food that they eat.
And one of the contributors to a long life is loving what you do. So you're doing that right, and I'm sure we're both going to live a long life. So thank you for sharing that inspiration with us, Stan.
It's a great pleasure, and perhaps there's a meal and a good bottle of wine to further the conversation.
Oh, I think so. I do. That was Dan Nicol of the podcast Dan Really Likes Wine. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.